You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray you'll be blessed with the teaching of God's word. For more sermons, visit sunlife.org.au.
Over the next month, we want to talk about being courageous, because I believe that this year here is a year where we are called to be courageous. A year where we are called to be light and salt in this part of Leaderville, whether we are going to do something which is probably against the grain, but we believe that this is right and we will still go that direction. Our call to be courageous. You saw that video with the picture of the ocean and the cliff, and there's a voiceover, and it was a reading from Joshua chapter 1. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And this morning I want to unpack with you Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 to 9 as we dive into this series, Into the Unknown, to be courageous. If you have your Bible, that's where we're going this morning. Joshua chapter 1 verses 1 to 9. If you don't have your Bible, it's okay. The passage will be on the screen. And you'll notice this morning that you're forced to look towards one side. One of the globe is blown, I think. I don't know, but look towards this way here. Let me read the Word of God and I'll pray and I'll dive into the text. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise. Go over this Jordan, that's the river, you and all his people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness to this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea, towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and be courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from the right nor to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you will be careful to do according to what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for your word. I thank you that we get to look into your word this morning. And I thank you in advance that you'll be speaking to us through your word. Will you speak to us? Oh, will you help me to expound your word with clarity, with passion, with authority. And may you speak to us. May you deal with us in this time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If I had to summarize that passage there, verses 1 to 9, the theme, the summary, would probably be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. Verses 9. Have you done something that's courageous? Maybe we'll have a bit of fun here. Maybe I'll ask you, what is the most courageous thing that you've done? I remember some 20 years ago, I took this girl out on a date. And I told her, this was really courageous here. I took her to King's Park. I won't forget King's Park. Back in the 90s, King's Park was the place where you would ask, you know, girls if. So I took this girl here. You can see I'm a bit nervous now, right? Because it's a flashback. And I grabbed her hand and I said to her, Tran, my wife, by the way, would you want to be the luckiest girl on the face of this planet? Would you like to be my girlfriend? I mean, that was a lot of courage. And she said, yes. She said, yes. That's my example of being courageous. Now, let's talk. Let's just do a bit of this. Tell me, be bold, put up your hand. Tell me one thing that you did that's most courageous. I want to hear it. Come on. Hands up. Long's got the roaming mic. Don't tell me I'm passing a weak bunch of Christian here. Come on.
If no one puts up their hand, we're just going to ask at random.
Yeah, we're going to randomly ask you. Down the back, Russell, down the back. Come on. One thing that you have done that is so courageous. Okay, thank you. Fantastic, thank you, brother. Okay, give him a clap. Who else? Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't force me. Start. Because you know I'll get you. What's the one thing that you've done that is so courageous? Okay, there's one right there. Hang on. Anyone else? What's the most courageous thing that you've done? Now we're talking about being courageous here. Don't tell me you've done nothing that's courageous. Or maybe my example, or down the back. Down the back. Come on.
Moving to Perth 11 years ago.
Wow.
With an unemployed husband and two teenagers and a toddler.
Wow, that's courageous. That's courageous. Moving from Singapore, I think, to Perth, all right? Unemployed husband, two teenagers, and a toddler. That's courageous. What else? Yep, down here.
Just once, and only once ever, I said no to my wife.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I thank God it was only once, because there would never be a second time. I've never gone to that level courageous before. Yes, Tran. Yes, honey. Yes. Isn't it true that the call to be courageous means that there is fear? There is uncertainty. There are doubts. Because if there's no fear before you, if you're not walking into the unknown, how can you be courageous? Are you with me? If there's no fear attached to that decision, that's not being courageous. Therefore, courageous doesn't mean it's the absence of fear. Courageous means there is fear. There are uncertainties. There are doubts. I'm not quite sure if it's the right move to go from Singapore to Perth with an unemployed husband. I'm not quite sure if that water below the cliff is deep enough. I'm not sure what my wife would say when I say no to her. Is that right? There is a level of uncertainty, a level of fear. But it takes boldness to make that decision. How do we get to that point? How do we get to the point where we can be courageous for Christ? How do we get to the point where this church is marked as a courageous church? As I read scripture here, I believe there are four things that will help us to be courageous this year. And let me talk about those four things this morning. We can be courageous because it's God's timing. We can be courageous because it's God's promises. We can be courageous because of God's presence. And we can be courageous because of God's word. As we look at these four things, and as you hold these four things close to you, you will be courageous this year. I'm not saying that fear disappears. I say fear will be there. But because you know it's God's timing, and God's promises, and God's presence, and God's word, you can still be courageous, and you can still go into the unknown. Amen? That's what I want to look about this morning. Let's look at the very first one, God's timing. Look in verses 1 and 2. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore rise and go over the Jordan, that's the river, you and all his people, this people, into the land that I am giving to them, the people of Israel. Listen carefully. This is not the ideal timing. Humanly speaking, this is not the right timing for God to have this conversation with Joshua. The great leader, Moses, is dead. Remember Moses? He's the great leader, the one that God would use to take the people out of Egypt. The great leader that would stabilize them in those years of uncertainties in the wilderness. 40 years in the wilderness, it was Moses. He was their leader. People born in the wilderness, the only key leader they would have known is Moses. He was it. He was their great leader. He's the servant of the Lord, God's great servant. And right here, the text would tell us that he's dead. This is a time of mourning. This is a time of reflection. Maybe this is the time of celebrating the life of Moses. I mean, Joshua could have said, God, not now. Let things settle a bit. Let us give us another 6 months, 12 months before everything is good, and then we can move on from Moses, and then we will go cross the Jordan River. And God says to Moses, and Joshua, in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore now arise. Go over this Jordan River, you and all this people, into that land. He doesn't beat around. He says, arise. In other words, get ready. Get up from that posture. Get ready and hear what I have to say. Go. Go now. Over the Jordan. Think about it. Joshua is this young man. He's the assistant of Moses. He's watching Moses all these years, and he's probably feeling, God, I'm not ready yet. I'm not cut out for this. Maybe another few more years. Not now. God's timing is always the timing to be courageous. When God says, arise, get up. When God says, go, you go. When God says, now, it's now. God's timing is always the right timing. Not my timing, not your timing. Even the sending of Jesus Christ into this world was not the ideal timing. Humanly speaking, when Christ was sent into this world, it was a wrong time in the eyes of human, but the right time in the eyes of God. Galatians 4:4, Paul talks about this. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. You know, the coming of Christ was not the right time. It was the wrong time, humanly speaking. People were worshipping idols. If you had a religion, if you did not follow the Roman Empire, you would be persecuted. They were sacrificing children in temples. You had this evil ruler ruling at that point of time. You know the Christmas story. Herod wanted to kill all the boys under the age of one or two. It was just the wrong time for God to send his son into the world so that we would receive adoption, but it was God's timing. God's timing. For some of you this morning, listen carefully. You have to be courageous because it's God's timing and not your timing. Is God saying something to you right now through me this morning? Is God telling you to do something? Has God says, arise, go over your Jordan? Or you're saying, well, God, I'm not ready yet. It's not my timing yet. God, I can't serve you yet. I can't do the unthinkable. I can't be courageous because it's not my timing. I've got to finish my studies. I've got to land a good job. I've got to buy a house. I've got to find someone to love me. I've got to travel first. And once all those boxes are ticked, then it's my timing. And then I will do the unthinkable. No. Not your timing. Not my timing. God's timing. If God is saying now, it's now. If God is saying go, you go now. What is God saying to you in this new season, in this new year? Have you been saying to God, no, God, I don't want to do it because I'm not ready. I don't want to do it because it's not the right timing. I haven't checked all these boxes, God. I can't do it. Or is God saying to you, this is the time. Now. Against the grain, against the flow of your thinking, will you still swim against the flow? Will you walk into the unknown? Would you be courageous because you know it's God's timing and not your timing? Has God made it very clear to you this morning to do it? to pursue it, to chase after it, to give it a go. Maybe for some of you this morning, you've been coming here and you're hearing me preach about Jesus all this while. Is this the year where you say, it's not in my thinking, but I want to trust Jesus. I want to go. I want to run into His arms and be loved by Him. Not your timing, God's timing. You can be courageous. Second point, God's promises. We can be courageous because of the promises of God. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. You see that? He says to Joshua, everywhere the soles of your foot tread upon, it will be yours. I promised to Moses and it's also yours. Verse 4, from the wilderness to this Lebanon, to the great river, all the land, Hittites to the great sea, to the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. It is yours. That's my promise. He is saying to Joshua, it's okay to cross the Jordan because I have promised Moses and I'm promising you that the land is yours. The promises of God. God promises us. I tell you something about God's promises. They're definite. They're 100% accurate. God does not promise us one thing and then gives us something else. In my household, when I make a promise to my sons, there's a thing that we do. It's a special handshake. We call it the pinky thumb handshake. It's where the pinky fingers lock together and then the thumb comes together. When we do that in our household, it is a definite. See, the boys might want a pony, and I say, yeah, I'll promise you a pony, but if there's no pinky thumb, it's not going to happen. But if the boys want a pony, and I pinky thumb them, I better make it happen. And there's been many times where the boys will say, Dad, are you sure you promise? Pinky thumb. And we do it, and I deliver. The promises of God are definites, 100% accurate. What He says, He will do. He would not promise us one thing and give us something else. It is a definite. There are so many promises in the Bible where we are called to do one thing and then we receive something else. Is God calling you to be courageous? Is God telling you something this morning? Let me say that the promises, the joy, the blessing, the satisfaction will always, always outweigh the fear of being courageous. Let me give you one promise. Matthew 6:33. A passage that many Christians would know. Seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Can you see the promise here? God gives us all these things if we're willing to seek Him first. The challenge to be courageous here is to seek the things of God as a priority over the things of this world. That's courageous. When you would seek the things of God as a priority over the things of the world. Because everyone is seeking the things of the world. Everyone's going this direction about my satisfaction, about my career, about my money, about my holiday. But the Bible says, no, seek the things of God first. That's going against the grain. That's a fish swimming against the tide. But the promises will be that if you make my priority first, living a life of obedience, living a life of love, living as gospel-minded people, I will take care of all your business. You notice that the promises of God are received when we are willing to be courageous. You understand that? These are the promises of God, and if you're not willing to be courageous to take hold of that, you won't receive it. The people of God only crossed the Jordan River because the promises of God that it will be theirs. If they never crossed the river, they wouldn't have received it. Do you understand that? As some of you want all these great things, you want all the blessings, and God has promised you, but you're not doing what He wants you to do. Therefore, the promises of God are only received if we're willing to be courageous to take hold of it. If you would take hold of God's things and make them a priority, I guarantee you that He will give you all the rest. What is God telling you this morning? What is God telling you this morning? Are you willing to take that leap of faith and say, well, I'm going to try it. I'm going to test it out. There's this famous fruit. We call it the king of fruit, the durian. If I just tell you just to smell it, and if you did, I'm pretty sure the friendship is over. All right, because the fruit smells awful. But if I said to you, it smells like hell, but I promise you, it tastes like heaven. I promise you, if you take one bite, you'll be smuggling this into your hotel room illegally. When you know the elevator sign says no durian, but you would still smuggle it in. I'm going to try that this morning. Neil, come on down. Neil, I've asked your wife permission this morning. I'm serious about this because I'm on stage. I just wanna say that I didn't pick Flora or Olivia or Tao because those guys would just take it away from me. But what I'm trying to say is this. Don't come too close. It smells like hell. But I promise you, Neil. I promise you. Pinky thumb. That it tastes like heaven. Now you are not going to know that until you taste it. Because it's right here. You're not going to know that until you taste it. But you've got to take a gamble. You've got to go into the unknown. You've got to be courageous. You've got to block your nose. You've got to close your eyes. You've got to look at it. But once you taste it, let me say, you'll be smuggling this into your hotel room. And your wife will love you even more. That's the promises of God. Not durian. But God says, do you want to take that leap of faith? Do you really want to try it out? Because let me promise you, there'll be such joy. Now, Neil, I just want to say, just any doctors in the house? There are a few doctors in the house, right? A few doctors in the house? Good. Just double checking. I'm not going to put you through the pain. But if you want to, you can. No, don't listen to them. It's go against the grain. They might tell you to do it, but you might not have to do it. But I'm just saying to you, but that's the promise. Would you like to try? Why not? I can't believe this. Give a round of applause. Oh my goodness. Neil, I'm only mucking around. You don't have to do this. You don't. I love you. You don't have to do it. Yeah. Courage, courage. He goes, courage, courage. You might take my life, but you can't take our freedom. Cottage. Cottage. Sounds a bit like curry. Okay, just a little bit. Just pull a little bit. It's me too. Oh, but they're still wrapping around it. We're trying to pull it. There's still glad wrap around it. Yes, there is. There's glad wrap around it. That's glad wrap. I know what glad wrap is. That's glad wrap. Is it? Yeah, let's go. Go. What do you reckon? Heaven? Heaven? Paradise. It's okay. Give him a round of applause. What a champ. I wasn't planning to get Neil to taste it, but he said courage, which is really, really good. The promises of God, 100%. 100%. 100%. Let me say this to you. There are certain things where God says to you, I promise you this. Now cross. Cross your Jordan. Are you willing to cross your Jordan? Are you willing to say, yes, I will take that. I will go against the grain. I will go against the flow. I will go into that known because your promises are far greater than me entering that place. What is God telling you this morning, Sun Life Church? And some of you, maybe this morning, it's a season where you know that this is the year that you'll do something courageous for God. Don't forget the promises of God. Thirdly, we can be courageous because of God's presence. God's presence. Look at verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. God's presence. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. We are reminded this morning that God would never call you and I to be courageous apart from Him. He will always be with us. When you are about to walk into the unknown, when you are going against the grain, against the flow, against the current, if God has called you to be courageous, His presence will be with you. I mean, do you think that God would have said to Joshua, hey Joshua, you and the people cross the Jordan River and I'll leave you alone? I don't think so. God would say, you go and I'll go with you. My presence is with you. I will work in you and I'll work through you. I work in you so that you would grow in me. I work in you so that you would draw strength from me. I will work in you so that you would trust me. I would work in you so that your faith would grow in me. And I will work through you so that you would do the miraculous, that you would accomplish the task of going into the unknown. And when you see success come your way, you will boast upon me and not yourself. God's presence is with us and He works in us and through us so that we can do God's work. We can be courageous to go into the unknown. The very last words of Jesus Christ in the Gospel in Matthew 28, 19, 20. Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. I am with you always. We can be courageous because we know God's presence is with us. We can go into the unknown because we go not alone, but with the Creator God beside us. There is something about going into the unknown, going against the grain, when you feel that you're the only person with your hands up and everyone's hands are down, but you know that God is with you. You can still be courageous. You can still go into the unknown. There was once a story of a man bragging that he cut off the tail of a man-eating lion with his pocket knife, right? A tail. And when people ask him, why didn't you cut off the head of the lion? He said, someone else did that. And we have confidence that God will do the majority of the work. He goes with us. And He does all the work for us. And He works in us and through us. Therefore, when we are called to be courageous, we can do it. We can cross that Jordan. We can go where God wants us to go. Maybe for some of you this morning, God is speaking to you very loud and clearly. In your heart right now, there's something that God wants you to do. Maybe it is to become a Christian. Maybe it is to serve and not just be a spectator here. Maybe it is to call Sun Life Church home. Maybe it is to take on leadership and lead people. Whatever it may be, let me say that you can be courageous because God is going with you and God will never leave you alone. I've just spoken to someone at the beginning of the service here and you know who you are. This is a new season for you. This is a new chapter for you. You're in the unknown right now. And I believe that you are not the only couple in this situation. Some of you right now, you're in the unknown. You're through the Jordan. You're going through it. And I want to remind you, you can keep going. Take another step. Take another stroke, another stride, because God is with you and God is going with you. God is not going to leave you. Keep pressing on. Don't give up. Be determined, as I preached last week. When the people of God were in exile, years later, after they conquered the land, they were in exile under the Babylonian Empire. God would speak to them through a prophet by the name of Isaiah. And this is what Isaiah said to the people. And God would say, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be anxiously looking about you, for I am your God. And say, I'm with you, but I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. I will help you. Get through this. Get through your Jordan. Get to the unknown. I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The promises of God that His presence is with us forevermore. God is with you and I. Because He is with us, we can be courageous. We can go into the unknown. What is God telling to do this year? What are the things God has placed upon your heart this year? For the goodness of the people around you, for the glory of God. Don't be afraid. Be courageous. Fear will be there. Uncertainties will be there. We know that. But if we know the presence of God is with us, we can do this. That's why the psalmist would write in Psalms 23, one of the greatest psalms, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, he's walking through this valley. There's fear there. I would not fear no evil, for you are with me. Whatever valley you are going through right now, there will be anxiety, there will be fear, uncertainty, but know the presence of God is with you, therefore you can keep going through. What is God telling you this morning through me? What are you crossing? What does God want you to do? Here's my last point here. We can be courageous because God's word, the word of God. Look at verse 7 and 8. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What is God saying to Joshua and the people? This book, this Bible, the Word of God. Do not let it depart. Meditate in it. Meditate in the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God day and night. Do according to what is written in the book. This Bible here is God speaking to us. It's a wonderful book for us to enjoy, to savor, to read, to study, to meditate, to pray over. It is wonderful. We have to read this and we have to make the most of this. I encourage you always to buy a Bible. I know it's good and it's convenient to have it on your phone or your iPad, your tablet, but buy a hard copy Bible. So as I'm expounding through the scripture, you can highlight it and you can write it and you can circle the points, my observation, as you can grow with me through the Word of God. Maybe that's what God wants you to do this year. As we study Romans together, maybe the book of Romans, by the end of the year, we have scribbles and highlights and words in it. I would love to see a church that loves the Word of God. God's Word. God speaks to us through Scripture. We know that. Everything in this is God's Word for you and I. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture, God breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. It's important. It's important at Sun Life Church, and it's important for all believers. So important. But the big question is this: how can the Word of God help me be courageous? I haven't answered that question yet. How can reading the Word of God help me be courageous this year? Let me say this. Listen to me long enough, and you would know that I would say that God speaks to us through His Word, Scripture. I'm not saying that He won't speak to us through vision. Of course He can. Or dreams, or creation, or people, or events, or audibly. I'm not saying He doesn't. He will. But primarily, God speaks to you and I through Scripture. You want to hear God? Read the Bible. People complain to me, says, Pastor, I haven't heard God spoken to me for months, for years. And I simply say, have you been reading the Bible? No. Read the Bible. As you read the Word of God and you know this is God's Word for you, He speaks to you. So as you study the Word of God, as you meditate on the Word of God, as you read the Word of God, you know what happens? God speaks to you louder and louder and clearer, and you begin to hear God's voice. And God will speak to us and remind us that we can be courageous because it's His timing. God speaks to us and reminds us we can be courageous because it's His promises. And God speaks to us and reminds us that we can be courageous because of God's presence. I mean, you can hear it through me. And I believe that God speaks to us through the preacher. But why are you waiting for once a week to hear it through me? That's very passive. That's very passive. You might be even questioning, is that from God or is that from Ben? You can figure that out yourself. But if you read the Word of God and you read it for yourself, you can say, aha, that's God to me. It's not through a preacher. It's very important to come here on Sunday to hear the Word through the minister. But you know what? Monday to Saturday, you can hear God yourself through Scripture. You can read the Word of God and let God confirm to you that you can be courageous because it's not your timing, it's His timing. And when He says, arise, get up. When He says, go, go. When He says, now, it's now. Or you can hear God for yourself and God says, you know what? You can be courageous because of all the promises. If you're not reading the Word of God, how can you hear the promises of God? And finally, as you read and meditate and study the Word of God, you can be courageous because you know His presence is with you. He says you can go into the unknown. You can go against the grain like a fish swimming against the flow, like the boy with his hands up when everyone's hands are down. Because I've heard from God and God says it's now my timing, my promises, my presence. That's why the Word of God helps us be courageous. He says in verse 8, be careful to do according to all that is written in it. You see that? Joshua 1:8. What God is saying, as you read the Word, as you begin to hear me, as you begin to hear me, do what I tell you to do. Maybe some of you this morning, you're right at the edge. You're about to cross the unknown, but you're saying, no, God, I can't do it. It's not my timing. God, I'd rather go with the crowd and not be right. Everyone's doing this. Young people, I speak to you this morning. If you're not careful, you hear more of the world and less of God because you're spending too much time with the world. And the world will say things like, it's okay to sleep around because everyone is sleeping around. So try before you buy. The world is saying, you know what, pursue the world first before you pursue God. We need to hear the voice of God louder and clearer through Scripture. And when God says, go against the grain, we go against the grain. When God says, you know what, go left, even though the world is going right, we go left. When God says, put up your hand, when everyone's hands are down, we put up our hand. We don't care less because we've heard it from our God. And that, my friends, are far important than what the world has to say. Hear God for yourself through the Word of God. May He confirm in your heart that you can be courageous because it's His timing, that you can be courageous because of His promises, you can be courageous because of His presence. Amen? God bless you. May we be courageous this year. I am so looking forward to what God is doing this year at Sun Life Church. I look down, I go, first Sunday of the week, packed house, a couple hundred people. I want to see more and more people fall in love with Jesus Christ, more and more people come back home. I was talking to someone this morning, Jack. Jack goes, my calling is to make sure that people know that this is home. God's home. There are so many people in this world who are homeless. They need to be home. And we need to be a courageous group of people saying, you know what? It's not about my comfort. It's not about my pleasure. It's not about my joy. It's not about my timing. It's about God. And I want to do what is great for God. I want to be part of a church where I lead an army of courageous people, trying during and old, man. During and old. Don't come close to new after the service. That's just a pastorly advice to you. Can I pray for you? God, we love you. Jesus, you are so good to us. Thank you so much for your word this morning that we can be courageous. We can be bold. Lord, as we begin to remember you in our communion, may you remind us of your cross. May you remind us of that death that you died to ransom us, to redeem us. May we be people who live boldly, courageously for the gospel. We love you, Jesus. May this be a great year for our church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to enter into a time of communion. I'm going to invite Simon to come forward to remind us of the gospel. Remind us of the cross. We're going to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.